This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Consumer spending, we talk about all the time on this program. In case I haven't mentioned it lately, spending by or on behalf of us accounts for 70 or so percent of all economic activity in this country. What we don't talk about all that much is the way consumers spend their money and what they are spending it on and where, which I mention because some big names in retail have been telling us how they're doing, and maybe it's not so great. Macy's actually lost money in the April to June quarter. Dick's Sporting Goods also disappointed Wall Street and downgraded its forecast for the rest of the year. Kohl's did better than analysts expected, but still not good. All of which is a sign, as Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports, that American consumers seem to be changing direction a bit.
First big thing that's happening in the retail economy, consumers are shifting from buying stuff to spending on experiences. Where we were buying exercise bikes and lawn furniture to hunker down at home, now we want to travel, eat out, see concerts. And, says Mark Cohen at Columbia Business School,
the retail companies that feasted on the boom that COVID brought to them because of the change in lifestyle that people went through are now exhibiting a hangover.
Cohen says that shift is hurting retailers like Dick's Sporting Goods and Home Depot. Meanwhile, inflation and recession warnings keep making the headlines, says Chris Jackson at public opinion firm Ipsos. The firm's most recent survey finds
60% of American consumers say they feel less comfortable with their ability to make a big ticket purchase versus 6 months ago.
So the bottom line for consumer spending, says Samir Samana at Wells Fargo Investment Institute,
you moved from necessities and goods to necessities and experiences. The tricky part now is those necessities continue to climb in cost. Not only that, but because of what interest rates are doing, interest expenses are taking up a bigger and bigger chunk of household budgets.
And that, in turn, is driving a shift by consumers away from discretionary spending. All these countervailing forces make the post-pandemic U.S. consumer very hard to predict, says Chris Jackson.
People are just like, we've suffered for the last 3 years. I want to do something that feels good. If it involves spending $2,000 to fly to Indianapolis to see Taylor Swift, fine. But then they're going to, you know, buy the generic toilet paper instead of the name brand one to like maybe balance it out. I don't know.
Most economists predict U.S. consumer spending will slow in coming months. But exactly how that'll play out is anybody's guess. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.